WMO says rising levels of greenhouse gases are causing global climate change, extreme weather, melting ice sheets and glaciers, and rising sea levels. The major greenhouse gas is carbon dioxide, which is measured in parts per million, or ppm. Oksana Tarasova is scientific officer at WMO.
If you look at the greenhouse gas pollutant, we can say that this year we had a growth rate of CO2, which is 2.2 ppm per year. And this is higher than the average for last 10 years. And this is nearly twice as the growth rate we had 10 years ago. So in 80s, the growth rate was about 1 ppm per year. In 90s, 1.5 ppm per year. Between 2000 and 2010, it is 2 ppm per year. And now we are 2.2 this year.
The UN Weather Agency points out that the concentration of CO2 has increased by 41% compared to the pre-industrial period. WMO Secretary General Michel Jarraud says the increase of CO2 in the atmosphere is mostly due to human activities, including energy production, land use, as well as the destruction of forests. CO2 presents a particular problem, as Mr. Jarraud explains.
Now, part of this additional CO2 is removed, in particular by the ocean and the atmosphere, but still about 55% of this increase remains in the atmosphere. And CO2 is a very stable gas, so it means that there is no sort of chemical reaction which would destroy naturally the CO2 from the atmosphere. So it stays for very long periods, hundreds of years or even more. And that's why, as a consequence, the actions we take now, or the actions we don't take now, will have consequences for a very, very long period.
The second major greenhouse gas is methane, says Mr. Jarraud.
After a few years ago, there was a sort of plateau in the increase of methane, but now we are back onto some increase, and this increase is quite significant. Now, methane contributes about 18% of radiative forcing by long-lived greenhouse gases, and about 40% of the methane comes from natural source, but about 60% comes from human activities. Methane is a very powerful greenhouse gas, but its residence time in the atmosphere is shorter than CO2 because there are some chemical reactions which contribute to remove methane or to transform methane into some other gases.
WMO says the third most important greenhouse gas is nitrous oxide, known as N2O, which is caused by human activities such as biomass burning, use of fertilizers, and a number of other industrial processes. Michel Jarraud sounds an alarm about the increase of these gases.
For CO2, we know that the concentrations are the highest for more than 800,000 years. So this is not part of the normal variability. We are clearly out of the natural variability for these gases. But we also monitor other greenhouse gases, such as the chlorofluorocarbons, the CFCs. And these CFCs were banned because of their impact on the stratospheric ozone layer. They were replaced by HCFCs and a few other gases, which have much less of an impact on the ozone layer, but which are also potentially powerful greenhouse gases.
Experts have warned that if people continue with business as usual, global average temperatures may be 4.6 degrees higher by the end of the century than pre-industrial levels. Derek Mbata, United Nations.